It's Star Live with all your latest entertainment celebrity updates.
Old School 105.3. It's your girl Star, and I'm just taking you guys everywhere this summer, from the BET Awards to one of the major things going on that you need to be a part of, which is that of the Essence Music Festival. That's right, where every artist has performed and probably will perform. And I have one of the performers on the line with me, and he is also a native of New Orleans, Mr. Luke James. How are you doing, Luke?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So you're native of New Orleans, and I just wanted to know, how does it feel to be performing in your hometown?
I had the opportunity of doing the Essence Fest last year, and it feels the same. I'm super elated about it. I mean, it's just an awesome feeling to be able to perform in, at an event, at a venue that I've kind of grown up with. You know, I used to go to the Essence Festival almost every year when I was living back home, my younger days, you know, and it's just awesome to be a part of such an event that I've grown up watching.
Right, and you talk about younger and younger. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You ain't that old. You only 29.
It just feels crazy, that's all.
Well, that's good. And then you have some new events coming up. You're going to be acting. So tell us a little bit about that. Is it Black Nativity? You play like JoJo or Joseph or something like that?
That's right. Well, it's both names. I play a character named JoJo. The movie is it's a trippy movie. It kind of jumps from reality to dream, and in the dream I become Joseph, I guess the father of God or Jesus. But it's a great movie. It's a Christmas, it's a holiday movie, you know. It's a movie about forgiveness and redemption. It stars myself and Angela Bassett, Forest Whitaker, Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige, Jacob Lattimore, Nas. I mean, the list goes on. It's directed by Casey Lemons. It's a awesome movie. Awesome movie. I can't wait to see it myself. I'm a little nervous about it, so because it's my, I guess, my official debut, so it's pretty intense, but it's a great movie. I had an awesome time filming it in New York, in Harlem. Looking forward to seeing it in November 27th.
That's good, and I cannot wait to see that as well. And then I'm a little excited, but I'm trying to keep calm because, like, I love your music. I Want You is probably played on my playlist a lot, and I Owe You. So tell us a little bit about your album. It's coming out this summer, right? Made to Love?
Yes, it's supposed to, we're releasing it late summer. Made to Love is the title. The album is a bunch of different colors, you know. Just what I would be talking about is just, you know, my views on life and love and different things like that, how I view everything. And it's going to have a little bit of every kind of feeling, from jazz to funk, to soul, to alternative, R&B, you know, hip-hop flair. It's going to have a beautiful vibe. I think I'm all into dramatics. You know, I like dramatic music. I like music that just makes me feel. I think that's exactly what we're doing, what I've accomplished. So I'm just looking forward to that release as well.
Well, you talk about a lot of accomplishments. I remember, you know, reading about, you know, you being in, you know, the former group Upscale, and then you following your dreams and picking back up and, you know, being a producer, songwriter, background singer, dancer, everything, you name it all. What drives you and what motivates you?
What motivates me is I think of my mother. I think of everything she sacrificed for me to be able to do what I'm doing, to live out my dreams. I think of my family. I think of my team, present team. You know, people who have put a lot into creating the man that I am today. You know, and I owe it to them. You know, and I owe it to myself. I owe it to my future family. To be the best that I can be, and just push forward. So I always say it, but it's, I have a fear of performing in front of people. I mean, it's just something I've always had. But yes, you know, it's always like I'm jumping out of a plane without testing the parachute. You know, I do it every night, every chance I get to perform, I go for it. Kind of what I do, I just cruise on my fears and I think about my family.
Well, I wouldn't have never, you know, been able to tell that you're nervous, because, you know, your life and the music that you bring, it reflects perfect on, you know, when we're watching your videos and stuff like that. Speaking of a video, what made you, I guess, what inspired you to, I guess, come up with that concept of I Owe You? Where do you find that inspiration to talk about love? Is it your mother, or is it past relationships?
I mean, it's a little of everything, you know, definitely. My mother is the first person who taught me about love, so of course. course, a lot of things stem from her first off. But, you know, it's also experiences and stuff. And the video concept, you know, it just, you know, I just wanted to show its reality, just how love is today. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, the married couple or the, you know, it can be different ways. A person can always be there for you. I mean, it could be a friend, you know, someone that you're in love with, but you're not, you know, it's not the traditional relationship or whatnot. I just wanted to, in the video, I just wanted to show two people having a good time as if, you know, it could all be taken away right away, you know, so two people living in the now.
Right. I love it, by the way. And then I wanted to also ask you, with the Essence Music Festival coming up, what day and times are you going to be performing?
I believe I'm doing the 7th, which is the Sunday. Same day as Mrs. Carter, you know. I'm trying to be all around that, you know. That's going to be a crazy, crazy night.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you also danced for Miss Carter, too, by the way, correct? One time in a video or something like that, wasn't it?
You know, people say dance, but I was an actor.
Okay. Well, your acting skills showed out on there then.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. And then with you being born in New Orleans, did the city play a major part in your musical journey?
Most definitely. Definitely gave me, I mean, just the aura of the city, you know. New Orleans is a very soulful city. So yes, definitely, from the jazz and folk and the bounce and the hip-hop, gospel, country, definitely played a part, you know. I had an opportunity just to hear a wide range of music. Yeah, yes, it definitely played a part.
And I guess I want to ask you my last question. Besides acting and everything going great for you right now, what else can we expect from you, I guess, this year?
I'm on tour, so that's pretty cool. I guess more music.
Mm-hmm.
More music, more visual arts, you know, as far as videos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, continue to explore my imagination and showcase it. You know, support the album, the up-and-coming album. Build a career, that's mainly what I'm doing, and that's what people see that I'm doing, and I'm just trying to be in your world, you know.
Mm-hmm. And where can your fans go for more information about you?
Type in, who is Luke James, in Bing or Google, and everything will come up. You can also check me out on my little Instagram, Wolf James, my blog, GreatLukeJames.tumblr. Who is Luke James at Twitter? I mean, it's
the list goes on.
All those different things, yeah.
That's good. Well, I am so proud of you, and like, you're very inspirational. I love your music. I can't wait to get the album, and it's just a pleasure to get to speak to you today. And I just wanted to wish you a happy 29th birthday. And for all you Luke James fans out there, don't miss the Essence Music Festival. That's right, he'll be performing before Miss Carter, also known as Beyonce, going down July 7th. And for more Essence Music Festival events and activities, log on to their website at essence.com.